Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys, Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Derek's having a hard time again. Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. Derek gets so emotional at the beginning of these episodes now.
I've had the time of my life, guys.
Not again. Listeners heard enough of that on Monday. This is a special Thursday bonus episode here on October the 4th, 2018. Episode 79, Like, Love, and Loathe, Tomorrowland in the Magic Kingdom.
Wow. Why did we pick Tomorrowland, Matthew?
Why did we, Derek?
It was a listener request.
And who was that listener?
That would be Miss Annie Arms.
Yes, Annie, faithful listener of the show. We appreciate you suggesting this. Back on episode 69, we did our first Like, Love, and Loathe, and that was Dinoland USA in the Animal Kingdom. Why we picked that, we don't really know, but we ask you, the listeners, to give us some suggestions for what land you would like to see next, and that's what we're going to do today. Again, Monday, we had a big celebration here in the graveyard. There was fireworks and confetti poppers and silly string everywhere. It just got wild as
police
we celebrated
officers.
our one-year anniversary / birthday. And
people have just left. I mean, after the week-long party, they're just now leaving.
Yeah. Well,
it's been nuts.
We finally went back to work today.
Yes. Yes.
But we're ready to get back to work for you, the listener, sharing our thoughts with.
And thank you for all the gifts and the presents.
Oh, man.
Received.
They've just been pouring.
Nobody's told Matthew, me about this.
Matthew and I get
you were supposed to tell him.
Oh, sorry.
So today we're going to get right back down to business and talk to you about Tomorrowland in the Magic Kingdom. And if you listen to episode 69, you know how this works. What do you like about it? What's something you love about it? And what is something you just loathe and cannot stand?
Derek, how are we going to decide how to do this?
Oh, no.
I think.
You have opened
up. It's been
a
while since you've asked my opinion on this, really.
Craig just opened up the can of candles. Here we go.
I've got to light them now.
Okay. How you do that, Derek?
Because since you say light them, we're going to have the masseuse in. And they're going to do the hot cup. What's that hot cup?
Hot stone?
No, hot cups.
I don't know what that
they
is.
All the swimmers get it done. Did you not see that in the Olympics? The hot cup. But we're going to have that done, and whoever can take being branded wins the opportunity to go first.
Or we can just go around in a circle and share our answers with one another like normal human beings.
I think that's a great idea, Derek, but we'll just go with what Matthew said.
Okay.
Thanks for the sharing, though, Matthew.
Sharing is caring.
All right, so where do you want to start tonight, Matthew?
Derek, let's start with you.
Okay.
You're not the oldest.
I'm not.
That title goes to Craig.
Yes.
But you are.
I'm not far behind.
You are a critic. So what do you like about it?
I like nighttime in Tomorrowland.
Ooh, now why is that?
I like the neon being on. I like the atmosphere of Tomorrowland. It's, to me, the nighttime there is probably the best nighttime atmosphere of any of the lands in Magic Kingdom.
It's definitely the most electric.
It is. It's just got a feel to it that's enjoyable. How about that?
I like it. I like it.
Good.
Mine kind of goes hand in hand with that, and we're kind of listening to it right now. I like the Tomorrowland music. I like the background music in Tomorrowland. I like the Carousel of Progress song. I like the music in Space Mountain. I pretty much everywhere I go, I like the narration in the TTA. I like the auditory aspect of Tomorrowland. I think that adds a lot to it, both the nighttime atmosphere and the morning atmosphere, and it adds a lot to the rides. Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin, I think the music in that is good and catchy, too. It all sounds very futuristic. I find myself a lot of times doing some, when I'm at work, doing work, and I know it's crazy, I'm actually doing work at work, but I like to listen to the background musics from Tomorrowland.
I like the expansiveness of Tomorrowland. How I like how wide it is, and there's so many. But I really like the expansiveness of there's so many things to do there.
That's true.
In that area, I mean, there's just so many different things. It's just right there. I mean, if you just look at it real quick, you've got Space Ranger Spin, you've got Carousel of Progress, you've got the Astro Orbiter, you've got the Laugh Floor, you've got
TTA,
used to be Stitch, you've got TTA, you've got Tomorrowland Speedway. I mean, all that's just right there. So I really like that, how you got so many things right there in that one land, and you can, you know, it seems crowded a lot, but there's just so many opportunities. And then you've got your dance parties a lot of times going on right there too.
So that's the like. Derek, what do you love about Tomorrowland? What do you absolutely love about it?
Craig kind of mentioned it, but he mentioned all the rides, really. But I love the TTA. I believe it was number 5 on our list of our ride rankings. Is that right, Matthew? Was it 5?
Yes.
I believe I took it.
You just stole mine, but go ahead.
But I think that's a lot of people may disagree, but I think that's the best attraction in Tomorrowland. And I love it.
Craig, what do you love in Tomorrowland?
I love the Carousel of Progress. Just because, again, I've got to bring my nostalgia into this, and that was what Walt used the World's Fair. So, I mean, I think I like that connectedness to him. But I mean, that song, the first time I went back to Disney after being a child and went back with my family, that I just remember that song, the Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow. It just sticks with you. But I just love it. I mean, it's just a neat thing that I think is just a special thing that Disney has. And so one of my loves would have to be the Carousel of Progress.
Well, both of you took ones that I would really like. I think the easy answer would be, I do love TTA. I love Carousel of Progress. I think the easy answer would be Space Mountain, because I do like Space Mountain greatly. But
you just said like.
I'm going to say, I know with Dinoland, I said I love riding Primeval World with friends. I love riding Tomorrowland Speedway with my son. Mm. I love riding that with Bruin. Because he gets to steer the wheel. And, of course, I have to push the pedal. But he loves that ride. So I love that experience with him. And you mentioned the nighttime. Our family typically closes our night down in Tomorrowland. And we'll grab a Mickey ice cream bar or an ice cream sandwich. And just kind of sit somewhere in Tomorrowland and take in that nighttime atmosphere. So that's something that comes to my mind, too. If I couldn't say the TTA, which is my immediate answer, I think it would be just spending time there with the kiddos in their favorite parts of Tomorrowland. And
I used to love the cheese, the cream cheese pretzel, but it's no longer there to love.
Let it go, Craig.
Sorry.
Let it go.
They did bring back the Pepper Jack, though.
I don't care. I want the cream cheese.
Who's getting to be violent now?
Yeah, Craig's very violent.
Got to go all the way down the boardwalk to get it now.
So we've been very, very positive with Tomorrowland. We talked about what we've liked and what we've loved. Guys, what do we not like? What do we loathe? I mean, can't stand Tomorrowland. I bet Derek's got an answer.
I only have to give one?
At first, let's start with one.
Let's start with one. I loathe the purple wall. Is that bad?
I mean, it's just
I'm
a
sorry,
wall.
It's a wall that's been painted.
So why do you loathe it?
Because I don't know. I don't know what it... It's a wall. Why shouldn't I hate it?
Now, explain to our listeners who don't understand, what's the deal with the purple wall?
You explain it to me. I'm trying to understand.
I mean, isn't it just this wall that they put on the outskirts of Tomorrowland that people love to take pictures in front of and pose in front of?
It goes on that pathway to go to Tomorrowland Terrace.
Uh-huh.
And it's a purple wall. And people get their picture made. I guess these selfie people. I'm not much on
the selfies. We don't want to offend any of our selfie listeners.
I don't know.
We're not big selfie people in general.
I'm not. So I don't get it. It's a wall. So that makes me loathe it.
Poor old purple wall, Craig.
I know.
He doesn't like it.
What did that purple wall ever do to you?
I don't know how to answer that. I'm not sure.
I will have to say my loathe is not having a cream cheese pretzel that I can get anymore in Tomorrowland.
Oh, me.
And if I had to add another one to that.
Okay.
It would be the crowd as you enter Tomorrowland from the castle. I think that is always one of the bottlenecks of trying to get through there of anywhere else in Disney World. In Magic Kingdom is right there through that. I mean, you guys agree with that? It seems like there's always a crowd going through there. And I talked about the expansiveness a while ago. It does seem large once you get past that bottleneck.
Right. Once you get over towards the launching pad,
but
where it kind of...
And it may not be as bad anymore without Stitch there. Whatever, but it always seems like that's the most crowded place. It's almost as crowded as Fantasyland.
Yeah, that is a big downer for Tomorrowland. I loathe the loading speed of Astro Orbiter.
Yes.
Because I love the ride itself. Mm-hmm. It is a great spinner. It's got great views, but it takes forever and a day to ride it. Craig, I think our families went there, ride at Rope Drop one time at 8 a.m. Extra Magic Hour. Of course, nobody else is going there. And it's still, we had to wait, but the whole process took about 10 minutes and there was literally nobody in front of us.
Right.
You have to wait to get on the elevator, and you have to go up to the elevator, and then you have to wait for them to give you a card, and then you get the card, then you have to get on there, and then you get off, and then you have to go back down the elevator. It just takes forever to ride it. And I don't know. I feel like there could be an easier way to make that happen, but that's just me talking. I don't know. Maybe there's not. But I like the ride, but I hate the loading process. I loathe it.
Loathe. Purple wall.
Yep.
Well, Matthew, we still got lots of time in this episode.
Was there something else that Derek, you said there were a few things you weren't fond of. Let's just talk some more about Tomorrowland. Okay. Is there anything you like or dislike that we didn't touch on? What about the dining in Tomorrowland? What do you guys think of the dining? You mentioned that
I can't get a cream cheese pretzel.
We know, Craig.
Over there.
What about the dining that is there? How do you feel about that? I think the lunching pad is garbage, to be totally honest.
Especially since you can't get cream cheese pretzel.
It is, and they have what, a popcorn cart?
Well, you've got Tomorrowland Terrace. You've got,
if it's open.
You got Cosmic Rays, which is a big quick service with Sunny Eclipse. I'm a fan of Cosmic Rays.
And you've got the Joffrey stand.
True.
And that's been newly renovated. Looks good. But yeah, I'm not a big coffee drinker.
What's the lunching pad? A barbecue sandwich or a hot dog?
Hot dog.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
And a stuffed pretzel. They do have pretzel, regular pretzels,
yeah,
stuffed pretzels.
Yeah, but you never know what it's going to be. Like right now, it's the incredible...
No, that's done.
Oh,
it's the Pepper Jack pretzel now.
Oh, well, see, Craig, give the Pepper Jack pretzel a try.
I want a cream cheese pretzel.
It is. It's Pepper Jack cream cheese.
No, it's Pepper Jack
that's
cheese.
That's two different cheeses, Matthew.
Whatever. What kind just of, give it a try.
What kind of cows
just
do you
try
have?
It. I don't have a Pepper Jack cow.
I don't like that they haven't done something with Stitch until the last few months.
Well, yeah, I think... Maybe we can probably all agree that they're just wasting a big space in there that some attraction should be going into.
Right. It's got to be because of money, but I just feel that they're wasting a lot of space just on a meet and greet right now.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know what was in there initially. I know Alien Encounter. Was that the first attraction in that building?
No, there was some older film before that.
Who is the meet and greet right now?
Stitch.
It's still Stitch, but
it's not Elvis Stitch, though. It's just
real. No, Elvis is just during the Halloween party.
Oh, I know. One thing I loathe, the fact that you can ride Space Mountain and there's two spots where your bag will supposedly fly out of the car. Like, that's a problem. That needs to be addressed, right? I mean,
they have nets to catch in those two areas.
But still, I think they need to fix that.
Matthew, did you get your bag back?
I got it back.
Okay.
But then again, I had to go all day without it, which was not pretty.
No, they told you they would shut down the whole ride and get it for you.
True.
And, you know, I told you Rachel and I met up with listener Megan. Her husband lost his phone on Space Mountain during the Halloween party.
Really?
And he did, and I was in one of those two spots, but he did get it back. So.
Did they have to shut the ride down?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
But see, that's... Yeah, fix that. I love everything else about Space Mountain. But fix that.
I also miss where you could walk through Tomorrowland and go to express transportation.
Too, when that was a nice thing.
That's something that was joyful.
But I think the quality of attractions, as you said, Craig, there's just a lot to do there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hustle and bustle type of place. TTA, Monsters, Inc., Buzz Lightyear, all those things.
And they usually will have something, as I alluded to earlier, about on the stage. They'll have some kind of dance party. They'll have something going on over there to keep the, especially at night, to keep the excitement going over there. And then, like I think Derek said earlier, what did you say, Matthew, about the being over there at night? It's always exciting, and the lights and the sounds, yeah. And so that's always nice, too.
And I think it's an underrated place, too, to watch the fireworks from. If you get stuck over there, you know, it's not a horrible place to watch those.
It's not. We've watched them from the TTA before. That was enjoyable.
One thing I'm looking forward to, when we go in January, we're actually going to be doing the dessert party at the Tomorrowland Terrace, the Happily Ever After, with the Plaza viewing. So I'm excited about that.
Have you ever done that before?
You did the Plaza viewing?
I have not, yes.
Not the garden view.
I did the one where you're out there in the grassy area, not
so the garden,
not under the terrace.
Yeah,
yeah. Under the terrace, you're not even guaranteed a good spot.
Right.
So yeah, we did the whatever the plaza viewing is. I think, guys, this has been fun. I like these like, love, and loathes. And as always, let us know what land you want us to talk about next. We appreciate Annie for her suggestion. We'll be doing this again probably in another 10 episodes or so. So let us know what land you'd like to us to dissect next.
And we may have missed something. And let us know if we left up something that you like, love, or loathe in Tomorrowland as well.
And now it's time for
Grim
Grinning
Greatness.
Well, guys, I think we'll do what we did last time we did one of these. What would you change? How would you change what you loathe if you could? If you were in charge of fixing Tomorrowland, what would be the one thing you would change to fix what you loathe about it? So, Derek, we'll start with you. What would you do to change the purple wall?
How could I change a purple wall? How could I make it not a wall?
Well, first of all, I like to point out that Derek, I don't think the purple wall is really bothering Derek. He just doesn't get the popularity of it.
I just don't get it. Yeah, I don't.
So you just want to take away someone else's fun?
No.
So how would you?
I would not do
so
that.
So what would you do?
Maybe I'd paint it blue.
Wow. So a can of paint. He could fix that
pretty
easy. What
if you painted like characters on it and cut holes where you could stick your head through it?
What if that section was a mural of the history of Tomorrowland? I would enjoy that.
I do like that. That's way better.
And then you could show, I mean, because they've had several rides that have
attractions that have come and gone.
I think that would be
a
suitable spot for something like that, and not do it in a timeline form like you see at Epcot in the behind Club Cool. You know, they've got the timeline of Epcot. Don't do it in a timeline. Do it in a mural.
Ooh, one thing I would like to see is maybe at the entrance to every land. You know, we talk about park maps. Have a land map. Kind of a big, elaborate mural type land map at the entrance of every land. Maybe even put a Tomorrowland map there or something like that.
Because they're hard to navigate.
Well.
And because they don't have any maps.
I'm just saying.
Or apps that would show you.
You know what? Forget I even said anything. Craig, what would you do to change your crowding problem in Tomorrowland?
Keep Stitch closed.
Oh, no.
No, I don't know if you can alleviate that, because at night it's just everybody kind of flows in through that one side, especially after a parade or fireworks.
Yeah.
So I just, unless you could get another entrance on that side, maybe through the terrace or something, I don't know, but it's almost just a natural bottleneck. I don't know another way to avoid that. So I guess I don't have a way to fix that.
Well, nice try. I think for Astro Orbiter, how would I make the loading process quicker? Some people won't like this. One, I would make it Fast Pass eligible.
Or what if you did Fast Pass only?
No.
Why don't they have any of those?
Because it's not. I don't know.
Why don't?
I don't know. I don't think they see that as leveling the playing field.
I just don't. Well, my thing is, you know, you used to have rides that weren't Fast Pass eligible, and when they've added since they went to the digital Fast Pass, a lot of rides have increased their wait times because they're now Fast Pass eligible. So why not just do it as more rides are not Fast Pass eligible like it used to be? Sorry, this is a whole tangent.
Well, I was just going to say, make it Fast Pass eligible. That way, for people who really want to ride Astro Orbiter, like myself, who like the ride but don't like the experience of getting on it.
But like you said, it took 10 minutes at Rope Drop. You're not going to get any less than that.
Yeah, but in the middle of the day, I'll do 10-minute experience. But I think you could also just do away with the elevators altogether and put in like an escalator similar to what we have in TTA. And just kind of keep a continual flow on that. I don't know. The process just seems very convoluted.
What if they added a Willy Wonka elevator to it?
A Willy Wonka elevator?
It wouldn't take long at all.
Perfect, Craig. Why didn't they think? I can't believe they haven't thought of that.
They'll probably steal that, too. Or helicopter somebody up to the top every time. I don't know. They do have actual steps that coming off the back of it that goes down to the TTA, if you ever noticed that. Here's an idea. What if you use the escalator for the TTA and then use the steps from there to going up?
You had to ride TTA first to get on Astro Orbiter.
If you get on the platform of the TTA, you can get up to the Astro Orbiter. So that would kind of cut down if you just sent everybody up the same way.
That's true.
And you'd still have the elevator for handicapped guests that couldn't
and they could bring back the cream cheese pretzel.
That would make everyone happy.
Yeah,
that would make everyone happy.
And they could fix Space Mountain to where things don't fly out of the cars.
Then it'd be utopia.
Change the ride car. I mean, change the ride car. Make it like it is in Disneyland. How about that?
Change the whole track to
nope. Make it like it is in Disneyland. They can fix that. They can do that.
I don't know that they can.
Do it. Make it happen.
Whether side by side rather than front to back.
Yes. Make it happen, Disney World. Well, guys, it's been fun talking about our favorite land of tomorrow, Tomorrowland. And we hope that you have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow as well, listeners. We thank you for listening. Continue to share with your friends, family, and loved ones. Guys, you got anything else to add?
Let us know what you think. We're on all the social medias, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Not all of them. We're not on Tinder.
No.
Snapchat.
We're not on MySpace.
We're on...
No, we're not.
Craig, LinkedIn. You're not listening.
We're on...
Thank you for listening again. And as you leave, be sure to...
Beware of Craig.
Us. We're also on... you can mail something to us. And
as you leave, be sure to...
Beware the hitchhiking ghost.
And hurry back.
Rest in peace, the haunting's free, so hurry back.